Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Functionally Autoimmune. I'm so happy that you're here with me today. I have two amazing guests on the show today. We have Anthony and Stacy Locascio, who are world-renowned entertainers and authors of the international best-selling book, Food as a Prescription. Welcome, Anthony and Stacy.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you for having us.
Of course. I'm so excited that you're here. Can you guys give the listeners just a little bit of an update of who you are and what you're doing out there?
Yeah, I mean, we both danced most of our lives and went on to professional careers in different respective things. Anthony was one of the original New York City cast members and then went on to tour of Tap Dogs. Wow. And I toured with Sesame Street Live for a few years. So, and then, you know, we kept in the industry. We teach dance now. We're mentors for tap dancers all across the world, really. We kind of teach them online classes every week, mm-hmm. and we wrote a book, and it wasn't about dance, which is interesting. Yeah,
because a lot of people expected me specifically to write a book about dance and about being with Tap Dogs and teaching, but the topic of the book was very relevant to our lives because we discovered we were both having health issues in our own individual lives, mm-hmm. and started to realize slowly but surely that food was really our prescription. We coined that term at some point, but it wasn't prescription drugs. It wasn't confusing answers. It was a really simple, straightforward thing. And that's what we wound up writing a book about, but it was very, very relevant because if we didn't learn those things about our own lives, we wouldn't have been able to continue our own careers.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. And that's so powerful. And I love that everything that you're doing out there, and that's so awesome. And I think that you need to get back and write that book about dance at some point.
But. Well, people are waiting for a cookbook right now. And I promised them that we would do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm running behind. So I have to do a cookbook. If I do a dance book, I think that's going to be later on in life.
Sure.
Like a memoir type of thing.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
We'll keep our eye out for that one.
Yeah, that'll be a chapter. That won't mm-hmm. be the whole book.
So tell me about this book, Food as a Prescription. So you mentioned, as many of you know, myself, my listeners, a lot of us get into this type of work or this type of industry or even listening to these types of podcasts because we've had our own health issues and our own journeys, whether, you know, we've gotten to the ends of them and we're managing that, or, you know, maybe it's just the beginning for some of the listeners. So talk us through a little bit how that looked for you guys and how you got to the point where you just felt so empowered to write this book to help other people.
Well, a couple things happened. One big thing was during COVID, we had more time to be on Facebook and social media. And we discovered that a lot of people had the same questions in gluten-free, soy-free, corn-free groups. And we were answering those questions over and over again. And even prior to that, we were already thinking about writing some sort of handbook for this. So a combination of a couple of things had the universe say, listen, you have to do this. So we did. But, you know, one of the biggest challenges for people is when they're given this prescription of changing their diet, is that's a really hard thing to do. Yeah. And there's no guide for that. And I realized in my journey, if it wasn't for my wife, Stacy, and for Dr. Rob, who is a lifelong friend of mine, and then wound up writing the foreword in our book, which was really awesome. If it wasn't for their guidance and having them so close to me with me all the time, I don't know if I would have been able to successfully navigate this. So as a dance teacher for so long and one that teaches all over the world, it became very interesting to me to have this little guide that people could, if they were diagnosed one morning, could read this guide at lunch. And then by the end of the day, they could rest easy because they understood that this didn't have to be hard or difficult. And they weren't alone in the process.
So where we started was we wanted to share our own journeys. Mm. And my particular journey started, I mean, really, I was born kind of with the hives on my, I mean, I wasn't born with the hives. I reacted to dairy formula and I had hives on my body as a, like a brand newborn baby.
Oh, yeah.
And I was diagnosed with mast cell disorder. And my mom was told to give me oat baths and we switched to soy formula, Similac, and, you know, products in the 70s aren't like they are now. Right. They weren't as chemical laden as, let's say, they are now. So I think that formula was a lot different than it is now. And it cleared up. It went away. I always had issues with dairy my whole life, but I was able to eat a little bit here and there. Just if I had too much in one setting or like in one day, then it kind of became an issue for me. So I just tried to avoid a lot of dairy. I would have it occasionally. Like, I would only have one thing a day that was dairy, let's say.
Yeah.
And even just through my whole life. And then there was a certain point where I started feeling like my problem might be my gut. I was going to the bathroom a lot. It didn't matter what I was eating. I could tell that it was negatively affecting my body. And then I had a bacteria in my throat, and I was prescribed a drug, which one of the episodes that I was listening to this morning of your podcast was with Jason, and he mentioned the drug Cipro. Mm-hmm. And that is the drug that I was prescribed as well. Right. And I believe it brought out my dormant autoimmune issues. Mm-hmm. After that, I did some research and I found that it's on a list of drugs known to bring out dormant autoimmune disorders, which I didn't know at the time. And like him, he didn't know what the side effects were either. And trusted in our doctors. You know, we thought, oh, well, these people know what they're talking about. They're not going to steer us incorrectly or down a wrong path. And that was really the first time where I was like, wow, do I need to not trust doctors anymore? Like, where is the trust level that we put in them? And is it right that we trust them so inherently without question? Mm-hmm. And that's when I really started questioning any medical professional that I encountered. And I went through a series of things. I had some biopsies of some sores that I had, and the person told me that she couldn't help me. I needed to see a rheumatologist. So I went to a rheumatologist. This first rheumatologist, thankfully, was not from this country. And she told me, she diagnosed me originally with lupus and C. onchovasculitis, and put me on some Western medications. But she also told me to try the blood type diet. And that was really the first time that I had a specific dietary change prescribed to me in relation to a health issue that I had. So it sort of sent me down this trajectory. And a friend of mine that I was doing theater with said, I have a nutritionist you should see. And she did what's called an EAV screening.
Right.
And basically it was hooked up to a computer with some metal nodes. And at the end of the test, it spat out all this information of on a scale of okay for me to have to not okay for me to have, all of these foods and environmental things, as well as what vitamins I was deficient in. And she even went so far as to tell me how many of each macronutrient I should have per day. So that was really my first foray into completely changing my lifestyle habits. Then it just, you know, evolved from there. Now, Anthony was on tour and he was away from home and had some disturbing things happen to him through his gut and in his bowels. And I'll let him tell you the story on that part.
You want me to tell that story?
Well,
right now?
Yeah. I mean, she asked where we started with all of this. So I figured that led you to finding food as your prescription. So maybe maybe somebody else has a similar story and they.
Yeah. Okay. So I was fine all my life, I thought. And then I went away on tour to LA, and a couple of weeks in, I had obvious hemorrhaging, like bleeding in my gut somewhere, because I had a bowel movement that
yeah.
scared the shit out of me, literally.
Literally.
And yeah. I don't know. Do we have to bleep? I don't know how that works, but no. Well, that was the start of something's wrong, and then it was very embarrassing. I was alone. I really didn't know what to do. I just signed a large contract to tap dance.
Yeah.
For right. All over the country, and out of the country, but. Yeah, that started me realizing that something was wrong. I had gone to a doctor on the road. Same old kind of story. You know, it was unfortunate. I went to a doctor. He couldn't really tell just from an office visit, I guess. And instead of saying he couldn't tell, he suggested that, hey, you're a male dancer. You know, I just think maybe you're a young guy. You can't come to terms with the fact that you might be having gay sex. And, you know, you may have to think about that. And I was like, that's the answer. Like, I've heard people tell stories about where they feel like people say, well, what did you do? And I'm like, well, you know what? I don't even remember. First of all, I don't have a good memory in life. And second of all, that was one of those times. And I do remember certain things in my life very clearly. Stacey always says she can't believe the things that I do remember clearly. But that was one of those moments where I felt like I was just so, like, that suggestion at that moment, at that time of desperation, just made me feel so bad that I kind of just blacked out in the moment.
Yeah.
Became foggy.
Yeah. But you know, years later, it really wasn't until I had gone and was diagnosed with bipolar ADHD at one point, and I had taken all these medications. But then, I mean, quite honestly, I was living in California at the time. Prop 215 happened. They had medical marijuana. I got into conversations with people, which never would happen if I was living in New York, the good little Italian Catholic boy. Yeah. But now I'm in California and had this very different life. I lived a lot of life in a short period of time. And I sat down with a doctor who explained to me what the medications were doing to me that were being prescribed to me. And I was able to see how those things were hurting my life more than they were helping my life.
Right.
And how he described how, hey, listen, if you smoke a little bit of marijuana in the morning, again at night, it's going to help you relieve anxiety. Yeah. It's going to help regulate your system a little bit more. So it's up to you. And then, you know, and there was a suggestion of, and maybe you could change a couple things in your food. Just take one thing out. I don't know how the suggestion came up, but this was the first time that the suggestion of changing what I put in me changed what I am on a molecular level. And that was, take out high fructose corn syrup. Take that one item out of your life. And I fought hard and learned how to take that one item out of my life, and it started to change my life. Now, as far as the bleeding went, it took 20 years to, you know, get an answer. And that was when I had kind of caught you up to, you know, Stacey suggesting to me at one point before we were married, hey, take gluten and dairy out of your life for a couple of months just to see what happens. And she was there to help me through that. Yeah, and I did that. I lost about 30 pounds and the bleeding became spotty instead of continuous. And that's when we really realized we were onto something. I got a nutrition response test from Dr. Rob. And I did an I try not to do ums. I got a nutrition response test from Dr. Rob, a couple of supplements. I was able to put some dairy back in. I really just like Italian cheeses, so that's my dairy. I don't drink milk and stuff like that. But I did that and some supplements, and my life has changed. And I've been able to curtail the bleeding to a minimum rather than a maximum of my life, and I'm really proud of that. So
yeah,
there you go. Welcome. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
No, I love that. That's amazing. And you both have such powerful stories. But I think too, what's important to notice is, you know, one, why does it take so long for nutrition to be a part of the healing process? Like that's
100%
really trying to figure out.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it used to be the first go-to. Doctors used to prescribe herbs and changing your food and all of that. And then the pharmaceutical industry became a thing. And I think that that's maybe where it derailed.
In life, they always say, follow the money or where the information comes from.
Right.
So, you know, if you look at the AMA, I don't really believe that they look at it from a nutritious point of view. So I wouldn't expect doctors to look at it from a nutritious point of view. And that's just unfortunate. But my chiropractor, who's a nutritionist, knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, am I glad that That's what happened to me. Yeah. Totally. Well, you too, Stacey. Yeah. It was you first and then him.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really so powerful what food can do for us, and you know how what we put in our body really affects every aspect of our health and well-being and who we are, and I mean mental health, all of it. It affects all of it.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I can say, you know, I get messages often about people who are considering going gluten-free or soy-free or dairy-free. And, you know, they're all so freaked out because it does sound like such a huge thing, especially when you're talking about gluten for people who like love their bread, you know, they're like, what do you mean?
You mean like an Italian?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's funny. We say, we can't eat this. We can't eat this. We can't eat mm-hmm. that. And that was something early on that we talked about was mindset. And you can't talk about what you can't eat. You need to talk about what you can eat, okay? And one of the first things that we did, and we actually, in the book we do this, we tell people, write a list of the things that you can eat down. That's your new grocery list. Yeah, and then absolutely. You talk about what you can eat. Don't talk about what you can't eat. That's really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
What else would you say?
A food diary, I think, was very helpful.
The
as
food
well.
Diet, sure, because then you have something to look back on and, you know, tie a string to and see how food does affect you. You could have that straight line so that it's more tangible and you can understand it better.
Absolutely. Yeah, I completely agree. And I think a lot of times we can't connect those dots, you know, with that.
And then also that's another thing. What we talk about is things need to be delicious. So we like to give away recipes and things like that. So if it's not, with these foods, people think it's not delicious. So if it's not delicious, they're not going to stick with it. So one of the things that we try to do is we tell people what brands we use. Mm-hmm. You know, we want people to know because we don't want people to spend the time and money. It could be expensive. It could be wasteful. So
it is expensive. It is wasteful. Expensive. So
by eliminating those things from the equation, it makes it easier to embrace this life. But you know, if you don't know about it, then yeah, it can seem daunting and overwhelming. So that's one of our messages. We want to we want to empower people, enlighten people, and, you know, help them become advocates for themselves.
I think as far as mindset goes too, when I first started this journey, I had to think of those foods as almost like poison for my body.
You're gonna
because,
die.
Yeah, because otherwise I was like, oh man, I want a cheeseburger with the bun and with the this and with the that, you know, like, and you still have cravings because your body still wants those foods. Mm-hmm. And you just have to think of them like poison. Anthony used to say, oh no, she can't have that. She'll die. And it sounds extreme, but you have to think of it like that or you can allow it in and just go, I know I'll pay for it tomorrow, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I love that because that gets people's attention, right? They're like, oh gosh,
yes.
I don't have that.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
They understand the severity of it at that point, you know?
Yeah, and you know what else gets people's attention is your energy towards this thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that this is a terrible thing that you have to do, you will experience it as a terrible thing. If you think it's a wonderful thing that changes your life, saves your life, and could potentially educate and save the life of others, it changes your relationship to it. And it's all got to be delicious. I'm Italian. It's got to be delicious.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, yeah.
I can't wait for this cookbook now. You're talking about
Well, there's a couple of recipes in the first book so that you could get through
like a day.
You know, like a day.
We have like a breakfast.
Right.
A salad dressing.
Right.
A snack and a dinner. And we tell you how
chicken
to make
wings,
our flour blend.
A chicken wings. Yeah. Chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah, we do the same thing on the website. We'll talk about
that. But you know, that's really important though, because a lot of people completely think of deprivation, like all these things that they can't have. But
yes.
Really, you can have all the same foods, you just have to make adjustments to them.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
You have to, Anthony likes to say, you can't try to replace the things that you love. You have to find new things to love.
That was very good, Stacey. Yeah. Thank you. That was very good, Stacey. Yeah. I do say that, and it's true.
I love that. You guys are so fun. I love it.
Thank you.
I think the energy that you bring also helps, you know, especially in your book and in the way that you just present yourself and present this entire situation of changing your diet. Just the energy that you guys bring helps people feel, you know, motivated and like that it's something that they can do and that they should do. And I love that.
Thanks. That's definitely what we strive for.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. That we never know how we come across. So you telling us that is helpful to us as well, because that's exactly how we wanted to read. That's exactly how we approach it and feel. And it's made our life easier. And we want to make people's lives easier.
Yeah.
You know,
it took us many years to get to this point. And when you're talking about what products, you know, we tell people what products we use, it took us a long time to also get to those products and a lot of wasted money and, yeah. You know, trial and error. And we don't want people to have to take that long to get to the same place we're at.
Exactly. And if they haven't,
we want to fast forward them.
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't want them to have a negative experience, because if you have a negative experience, it could be harder to help yourself. We don't want it to be hard to help yourself. We want it to be easy for people to help themselves.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. It's funny. I had a client that I still currently work with, but I met him about a year ago, and he's this Italian guy from New York. I remember us talking and we were talking about going gluten-free, and he said, are you trying to take my pastrami sandwiches? And I was like, okay, I'm not trying to take it.
Wait a minute. Where is he? Where does he live? Is he in New York?
He's in New York.
Okay.
He's in the Brooklyn area.
I know where he can get a great pastrami sandwich.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Uh-huh. You need to hook me up with him.
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
All right. Or if he's out there listening, you should be listening to your friend's podcast. Second of all, if you hear me right now, you got to get in touch with me. We'll meet by the place.
Yeah.
And I'll buy you a pastrami sandwich with gluten-free, soy-free, corn-free bread and dynamite pastrami with deli mustard and good pickles.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I can't wait to tell him.
Yeah, I am not even kidding.
That literally was the first thing that came out of his mouth. Are you trying to take my pastrami sandwiches? I'm like,
I got him. I got him.
Yeah. One of the first things that Anthony said was, are you trying to take my tomato sauce and pasta away? And
we cheese? Worked it out.
Yeah.
We worked
but
it out.
He's, yeah. Where, you know, as you know, I think I heard you talk about, you know, it's a journey. And once you heal a little bit, you can start putting some things back and seeing if they are okay for you now that your gut is a little more healed, right?
Yeah, I got to put a lot of things back.
So he definitely got to put some things back. He can put tomatoes back every once in a while, which makes him a happy boy.
Very happy boy. I got to have a little pasta here today. You know what I'm saying? And I found I'm finding better and better pasta all the time. It's like called the Palmer or something like that from up northeast. It's fantastic. I just got a whole order. I was stoked.
Avocados
and everything.
Right. So you're definitely not depriving yourself. You're having everything that you want to have.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It takes time, but you'll get there. Yeah. And if you use the network of people that want to help each other, you'll get there even faster.
Yep.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. So I want to make sure that we can get people to your book, to you, to, you know, contact you. Obviously, I'm going to get my pastrami guy in contact with you, but everybody else.
All right, well, I mean, you could find our website at foodasaprescription.com. Okay. The book is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It has an ISBN number. So if you want to support a mom and pop shop this Christmas to buy the book for yourself or as a gift, you could take the ISBN number into any mom and pop shop and they can order the book and you could buy it there. We're on Facebook as well with Food as a Prescription. Just search for that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter. You could find us there at Loca Foods Inc. LOCAFOODSINC. And I think I got them all.
That's our like parent company.
Yeah. And hey, and if you want to follow us just because of who we are and tap dance and our vibe, you could, you know, we have our own personal pages on Facebook and on Instagram.
Or our tap company.
Yeah.
Tap Life Company.
.com is our website for that. Yeah. Those are all the things.
You guys are like the total package.
We try.
Thank you.
You have like all this entertainment stuff, and then you have this delicious food and this cookbook. You're going to have to reach out to me when that thing's out. And you know, a book, all these great things. I love that. And thank you so much for taking the time to mention small mom and pop bookshops too, because that's really important. And it's a great call out that you can just take that number and order from anybody that you, any bookstore that you support.
Definitely.
That's right. Perfect.
Maybe we'll make you one of our beta testers of the cookbook.
Heck yeah. I'll eat everything.
Well, thank you so much for having us and for providing conversations like this for people to discover.
It's a great podcast.
Yeah, it is a great podcast. It's awesome that this is out there for the world to discover so they could, you know, help themselves. This is cool.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I love your book and I love what you're doing. Keep spreading the word and keep helping people. And, you know, this nutrition problem is not going away anytime soon. And I think there's still millions of people out there that need to learn that a lot of times nutrition is the answer to their health. And so, you know, having people like you out there to spread that is really what's going to help the world.
Wow. Thank you so much. Those very kind words.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Well, thank you guys so much. And everybody listening, all of their contact information will be in the show notes. So if you didn't have a chance to write that down or you missed something, you can go to the show notes and find those there. And definitely look for their book, Food is a Prescription, because it's an amazing book. And also, you just heard that there's awesome food in there. So, So you have to check that out. And also, we'll all be on the lookout for that cookbook, because I know there's going to be wonderful stuff in there. And I need there to be a full-on Italian section.
There is. There's stories along with every recipe.
Yeah, too. And if you go to the website, you could, and you put your email in, you could get, I think, 6 recipes now. Additional. One of them is my carrot cake. And the funny thing around here is people say, we don't really like carrot cake, but we love Anthony's carrot cake.
I was one of them. I never had carrot cake before because it sounded gross.
Yeah.
And I tried the carrot cake and I was like, oh my God, I love carrot cake. Why do I love carrot cake?
You just spoke my language. Like, carrot cake is like my love language.
Then I'm glad I said it before we finished.
Yeah,
I love carrot cake so much. I'll have to look for that. So definitely, everybody listening, go check those things out. That sounds amazing. And thank you both so much for all of your time and all of your wonderful information. And again, I just love your energy.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to another episode. And we will catch you next time.
Welcome to the show. And thank you so much for listening. This episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. With 75 absorbable vitamins and minerals in just one scoop per day. I've increased my energy, immune function, and so much more. AG is a non-negotiable part of my daily routine. For your own risk-free AG plus 20% off and free vitamin D3 K2 supplement, go to www.athleticgreens.com/functionallyautoimmune or look in the notes of this podcast and you can find the link there. Trust me, you want to add Athletic Greens to your day. It makes such a huge difference.